Hello, this is just a test. So yeah. I'm just gonna give you a rundown of the schedule of how we're gonna post these. Okay. So I'm thinking my first podcast will be around February 7th, 2020. So yeah, like around that or the weekend of. And we will only post if it's a Friday, a weekend, or a Monday. Unless we're late, then we're gonna, you know, sacrifice that rule. But yeah. And we'll try to get it out by 5 p.m. or really early, so like 10 p.m. If it's the weekend, we'll try to get it out by 12. But if it's Monday or Friday, we'll try to either get it out by 7 or 5. So yeah. I hope you like our podcast, No Filter. So yeah. Bye. Welcome to our podcast. My special guest today is
Peyton.
Yes. And today we're just going to be mostly talking about drama and Marble Hornets. So yeah. Do you have any tea? Do you have any tea? Oh, by the way, you have pizza. Drop names, do whatever, just say shit. Literally.
Timmy's gonna break up with Callie because he likes somebody else.
Who?
No clue. Someone in our class, and I started guessing, and then he said, so it's in between the M through R.
Who's in your class with M and R?
Neither. Like M.
Oh,
N,
oh.
O, P, Q, R.
Hmm. Weird.
N. I. O. P. Q.
R. J?
No.
Riley Zhao?
No. In my class. Oh. M. Nobody. N. Nobody. O. Nobody.
P. Hi, Dre.
Hi.
P. Q. R.
Are you gonna go out with him?
I have a boyfriend, you dummy.
Timmy is an upgrade.
Timmy is an upgrade.
Like a way upgrade. Like,
I see where you're coming from, though.
Like, here's Amy, you know, he's Amy, and then here's Alex. Tim is Alex. I mean, Timmy is Alex. You know what, let's make more fitting. Tim is Tim. Okay? It would be an upgrade. He would do you right.
Oh, God. What? I was about to say, he would do you right.
That sounds wrong. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously,
now you spill.
Okay, so earlier I was watching a video, right, from Thack TV, the same people who do Marble Hornets, and I found out that this bitch named Joseph Delage looks sweaty in every single fucking shot. Now, and you know what's weird? In some shots, Joseph Delage can look so fucking ugly. But in other shots, he could look pretty fire, you know? Like, it's weird. Same with, like,
everybody.
But like, you know, like, gotta get the right angle. You're just like, what the fuck? No, but, real tea. Like, you know Emma, right? we did these skits where we were in groups, right? And she was with Courtney. And now, whenever Courtney's there, which is the majority of the year, she barely hangs out with me. Like, she doesn't sit by me anymore. She just hangs out with Courtney. And she knows that Courtney's a bitch, and her mom does not want her to be with her. Like, to be friends with her, because we all know that Courtney's a fucking manipulative bitch. I would know. I dated her. Like, literally. Just like, yeah, I would know. I dated her for a month and 2 weeks. But, like, it's, like, I got really close to with her and then really far away from her, and, like, it's weird. So, yeah. And I, like, excuse you. And, like, you know, and, like, I just fear that, like, Emma is just gonna leave me to be alone. But here's the thing. I can't say my feelings a lot to the person, but because then I feel like they're gonna get mad at me and just be like, well, you're just jealous, or well, you're just a fucking bitch, you know? So, like, now, I don't wanna, I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm, but maybe I should, but I'm scared and, do you have any advice?
The obvious one. Is what I always say. Don't give Courtney that power.
Like, whenever somebody makes me mad,
try and hang out with Emma more. Just say, hey, Emma, what are you doing after school? Or, hey, Emma, can we work together in class today before Courtney gets there?
Yeah. And a lot of, and, oh my god. What, like, you know, Emma's, like, one of my best friends, right? Obviously, because, like, we hang out all the time. And you're one of my best friends. Like, literally, I have two friends. But that's great. That's why I made that TikTok where it's like, fuck my friends. Because I used to have, like,
I love how I commented. Ow. But I'm still here.
And I'm like, oh, shit, true facts. But, like, no, I have three friends. I have Haley, you, and Ding Dong.
Spaghetti, what do you have in your fucking hands?
Silence your phones during the podcast. what was I talking about?
Oh, how you're losing friends.
Oh, yeah. And,
because I keep looking at the time, I'm like,
I like this dance. Is it called a canoe?
Is it called a canoe?
Oh, right! Shit! So one time, I said to Emma, hey, later, with reading, do you want to read together? And then she said, maybe. And then, when she says, when the teacher says it again, she turns to Courtney and asks, hey, do you want to read together? And I'm sitting right there. And I'm just like, and I don't know what happened. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Fuck you too. So yeah. That sucks.
And yeah, I'm getting my hair dyed soon. Next Monday.
Really? Fuck you.
It's either next Monday, and if we don't go Great Wolf this weekend, I'm gonna buy, not Tuesday, but Wednesday.
Right. Oh,
because chlorine roommates gonna die.
And my mom said when she gets back, well, not right when she gets back, but, like, maybe the end of next month, because that's when we get our money, we're gonna go on a little shopping spree, quote unquote, and we're gonna go to Ulta, and it's gonna be great, because she gets, like, $800 a month, and I don't know why, but, yeah. Thank you.
You like, really have to mention that.
What?
To me.
What?
And me.
What?
I never gonna go to Ulta.
I'll try and get you something. Dude. So one time, I went to Ulta, And we were looking for the Shane Dawson conspiracy palette, right? And I'm like, I know it's not going to be here because in the video, like, they made, like, tons of, they made, like, an eight, nine part series of, like, how they made the palette. And, they never said that they were going to be selling things at Ulta, but we still tried because why not, you know? But, yeah. And, yeah. And I'm just, and, oh. You know what I really want to do? Mm. I want to get, like, a bunch of, like, eyeshadow palettes. And then do my makeup. But dude, I have, like, one big eyeshadow palette, and that's the James Charles palette. So, yeah. And my mom's just like, that's, like, the only thing you're getting today. So, like, and then I got, like, two other things, like, brushes, like, makeup brushes, because, like, I need those. Because, like, sis, I have three makeup. Do you see those? Three makeup brushes, queen. So, yeah. Tea.
Moving on.
What is your tea?
Oh. Here's the, what's it called?
The scoop?
Yeah!
Penis.
Yeah. anyway.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay
Lohan?
She's dead. What?
Lindsay Lohan? Dating a 6-year-old boy? I mean, it's 6th grade
boy. Lindsay, my grade class, okay. Dating Tanner, right? Callie's ex.
Oh.
What? Timmy is.
I like candlestick.
Callie and Lindsay have dated. No. Lindsay and Timmy have dated. Callie and Tara have dated. Callie and Timmy are dating. Lindsay and Tanner are dating. But.
And then Tanner and Timmy are gonna date?
No! But. Tanner likes Callie. So he's kind of cheating on Lindsay with Callie. You love Callie, you have 50-50 likes.
Well. Tanner. You could still like people without dating them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could, like, you say, I'm dating Michael Jackson. I don't fucking know. And I like Elvis. That doesn't mean I'm dating I don't know! Those are the two first names that came into my mind. But, yeah. Probably not the best choice of words because Michael Jackson was a rapist, but, yeah. He fucked little boys. Your face, I'm like, ugh. But yeah.
That's my dad.
Michael Jackson? I'm like, fire drip. What would happen if we knew? Oh my god. Okay, I need you to honestly rate these people. Honestly, don't be funny. No funny business. I keep fucking falling, and it looks like I'm trying to fuck something. But I'm just trying to sit like this. Okay. Tim, honestly, right. No. Yeah. Now, Jay. Come on, he's cute. Now, Alex. It just depends on the picture that you see. I keep fucking wiggling, and it looks like I'm trying to fuck someone, but I'm not. I'm just trying to sit like this, but that's not even that comfortable, so I'm gonna sit like this. That looks bad. Just like... I can't breathe. Normally.
Oh, Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding?
I want Takis.
I want Bakis.
You want boxers?
No! Oh my god. So, there was this thing, and it was like when Tim Sutton gets called daddy by 12-year-old girls. What the fuck? What the fuck? Me.
Oh! Have you ever seen a picture of Jessica?
Ah. Oh my god. Okay. Guess what is the most iconic quote from Marble Hornets? A, memorize your lines. B, you brought your dog. C, ew, I'm just gonna look off in the distance like I don't care. D, D, guess what's battery operated? Or E, I'm not dead yet, so that's something.
D. What was D? Something battery operated.
It's a guess. Oh my god, so Alex, they're like trying to make like a beat for the song. I mean, for the movie. And they're just like, and the pirate goes out, right? And he has a keyboard, and he's like, guess what's battery operated? Then he plays a beat, and then Tim's like, this fake just got 10 times better. There's this video. Oh, on. Can I tell you about one of the entries in Marble Hornets?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Jay, I think he has a thing with this girl. He has a thing for this girl, right, Jessica? Or he just really wants answers. Either way, he's just like, and he finds a tape. He steals a tape from Tim, and he sees that he was with Jessica when Jessica disappeared. And he's just like, and then the next day, he goes to Tim's house with zip ties and knife, and then he knocks on the door and he's like, Tim, I just want to talk, man. And then he's like with the knife, and then like Tim opens the door, and then like it's like no one's there, and then out of nowhere Tim tackles Jay and takes, and he's, and Tim is like, drop it, to the thing, to the knife, and then and he throws the knife, no, he takes the zip ties out of his pocket, out of his pockets, right? His back pockets. And then he's like, what are you gonna do? And then he's like, zip ties, really, man? And then he throws the knife on the table. And then the Jay tries to go get the knife. And he's like, no! And then he, like, zip ties him to, like, you know, how you can use zip ties.
I threw a knife at Alexis.
Good job. ow. And, Tim, zip ties Jay so he doesn't go anywhere, for him to calm down and not go fucking psycho everywhere, which, like, you know, and, Tim takes his camera, right, Jay's camera, and then he's like,
hey guys, I'm gonna catch one of my best,
bitch, and Jay is just like, wait, leave my camera. And then Tim was like, no. And then, so you know how you pronounce Tim like Tim, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you yell Tim?
Tim!
This is how Jay yelled it. Tim! Tim.
Like Tim.
Ten, but Tim. Like, Tim! T-M? What? But like, bro. What's the thing out? Shit. Did it? Fuck. Okay, 18 minutes.
Might not be the, it's on my camera.
Oh.
But you have to see it. You're gonna die laughing, just trust me. I I want this so freaking bad.
Why? That's cute.
Fire drill. What would happen if a nuke just hit? Would you cry down your family? Would you post about it? Fire drill.
She always wants to go on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
The hell?
Oh no. Were you good at it? I can't find where to. Oh, this. Did the video to my photo get deleted? Yeah, I guess I got deleted, but I literally chucked at her and I'm like, no!
Me. Oh my god. So, you know, God, I just love marble hornets. I just don't know why. I just love it so fucking much. Literally, I can't like things in a chill way. At all. Like, him. Oh, God. Oh my god. You know what I hate? When people ship a character who killed that character. Like, Alex and Jay. That's like shipping Aaron Burr and Hamilton. Do you learn history?
Yep.
Yeah. Aaron Burr shot Hamilton. Sorry, spoilers. But like, and people ship them. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Tip, you're gonna hate history this year.
Why?
Oh, no, you don't have Mr. Brown. Next year, this year, I freaking hate history with Mr. Brown.
Why?
Usually I love cosplaying and stuff, right?
Cosplay, yeah.
If you saw the outfits, you would not be happy.
Can you? My hair on the pizza, I guess.
Praise one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise one of them.
Praise one of them?
Phrase. Like, explain one of them. My outfit for this year, for history, I have a turtleneck.
Right.
But not any normal turtleneck. It has buttons.
Right.
Buttons at the top. And then, like, my friend Kalia, she has to wear socks that go up to here.
Right. Knee-high socks. Well, fly high.
Yeah. And then, it says literally, instead of Chimico, right?
Right.
It says Barfachim. Barfachim. Right here, because there's a slit.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last year or this year's? I'm thinking of two different things. That was last year's. Oh, that was from Miss What? Okay, never mind. That was a totally different time. Never mind. Don't mind that.
Most about it, but just about it.
What's one thing you hate about this year's of your subjects?
I can't deal with health stuff. Like, at all. If you're talking about an operation or anything, I'm like, stomach. Like, I just want to, like, do this and go, you know?
I know, I'm like that in Human Growth and Development. I'm like,
yeah, that's why I hate Human Growth and Development. Like, it's not too bad, but when they start, like, getting in, like, to, like, details, it's not because it's just, like, about, like, our bodies. It's just, like, I just don't like talking about health stuff. Like, one time my Aunt Ginger was talking about an operation or something for my uncle, and I was like, stop it! Literally. I'm like,
But is Cole sitting next to the window?
Kinda, not really.
Because I keep seeing someone staring at me out the window every day, I go out to recess. Quite creepy.
Here's the window. Is it on this side?
See?
Is it on this side?
No.
Oh.
It's by Miss Miller's desk.
Oh, that's probably like Seth or Brayden or Drake. Or
or Ding Dong?
Oh, when I was in your class.
What?
Okay, I'm pretty sure Cole told Miss Miller.
About what? You and him dating?
Because she keeps mentioning him. Like, oh, Cole helped me cut some of these. And I'm like, oh. And then she was... Sorry. One day, I actually sat in a spot. I didn't even realize it. I was sitting there for, like, 40 minutes helping her. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, you're sitting in Cole's spot. I'm like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, smell.
yeah. Like... Okay.
Oh my god. Who do you think your favorite character from Marble Hornets is?
Rachel.
Rachel? Who the hell is Rachel?
Not Rachel.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Good choice.
Rachel.
This is her Rachel. Wait till the end of the motherfucker's getting weird to track me near 30 white faces there. I'm coming to sound in the fucking beat of you, bitch.
Who is Rachel?
She's the girl who took you off the motherfucking schedule. Would you try for the ass dirty white?
Rachel. No, not Rachel. Heather.
And someone. Fire drink.
Ah!
Christ.
How much time?
We have like 5 minutes on the podcast.
Okay.
What's tea?
Skinny juice or blue? Five. Okay, anyways.
Sorry. Need some on? Oh, my word.
So you gotta go like this. Hey guys, welcome back to my ASMR!
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Oh, really? What did you do when I was gone?
Huh?
Ow! Oh shit, that's real! See what happened. I looked on her wrist and saw what I thought was SFX makeup. And I said, oh, what did you do when I was gone? Then I started peeling it. Then I'm like, oh shit, that's real. Jesus Christ, I'm done.
Are you good?
I'm sorry.
You're good. What did you do when I was gone? Oh shit. I just need to take a breather. That's all. Anyways,
oh, who do you think your favorite character from Marble Hornets is out of the dudes? I said you gotta think long and hard.
Oh god.
Oh god. Long and hard.
But who?
I need tea.
What did you just do? Jake?
That's my dad's name.
Who the hell is Jake?
Father.
Do you mean Jay?
Yeah. So.
No.
Do you know what was on my hands?
No.
What is that?
Oh. I was picturing something way worse. No. That's
how. What were you picturing? That scares me.
Dog piss.
Dog.
You need to calm down with the highlighter.
No, there's no such thing as too much highlighter.
Well, actually, it looks pretty good.
Thank you, because I shut it up like off.
You okay?
We're just gonna
go like this.
Let me see it. I don't believe you. I do not believe you.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. I'm able to complete your call. Please hang up and dial *611. And
hold up.
Your mom's?
Hold up.
Where is your mom's phone, though?
360-202-0599. Oh, I should probably call that, right? Yeah. But no, it's dead. Fuck. Me in the ass. What's Tim Wright's number?
That's a number.
Wait, do you want... Hold on.
I have no clue. Okay, what the heck?
Probably because we have one bar in here.
Oh.
No. Oh my god.
Okay. 260.
Do you know anybody's number? 853-94.
This is you!
No, it's not! 27.
Who is this?
You'll see.
Okay. Is it the house phone?
No.
Is it you?
No!
Is it Paula?
No!
Paula, I have her number.
We should probably go outside and do this because there's no bars.
No service at all. I have no service at all.
Go. Oh,
Should I be scared who this is?
No. Do I know this person?
No. Okay.
Okay, did you just try and make me call?
No one. Okay.
What's that? There we don't need.
Oh.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in.
I'm just
kidding. Oh, you're just doing it in memory. Okay.
No.
Oh, okay, we're good. Oh, thank you.
Feel you have reached this recording in error. Please check the number and try your call.
Oh.